Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
PB, something I know about you is you are an avid reader.
I do. I read a lot. I love to read.
Yeah. So tell you got anything interesting recently?
Sure. Yeah. Well, recently I actually read a manifesto.
Whoa.
Yeah.
A manifesto.
A document about what an organization will do in 2012. It's their manifesto.
Yeah.
And, you know, there actually was something really cool in it. Their first point said, our interactions will ooze innovation, creativity, dialogue, strategy, and support. There will be no room for cynicism, backbiting, complaining, or toxic immaturity. Hmm. So it got me thinking about the significance of dedicated space and empty space. They said there will be no room for, and then gave a list of stuff there's no room for. They're kind of saying we have dedicated space for these things, but there's not going to be any room for this. And, you know, I was thinking about parking garage. You've been in a parking garage before, looking for a spot.
Around and around and around.
And, you know, you hate it because you see that empty spot, but then when you pull up close enough to see what's painted on the wall, it says reserved, you know, and you keep on driving, keep on looking for that empty spot. Buildings have a similar thing where there's dedicated space, you know, nothing else can be put there. You've seen those fire code things like don't stack anything above this line, you know, it's dedicated space. But empty space is fair game. Anything goes. It's vacant and ready to be occupied. You know, one of the things as a pastor that I have always coached my teams, staff, and volunteers is that on Sundays, you don't have the right to have a bad day. Really, what I'm saying there is that this is dedicated time, dedicated space. It's reserved for faith, hope, joy, love, positive spirit. We're lifting people, not dragging them down.
Yeah.
So I think I've told staff before, hey, if you have to have a bad day, save it for tomorrow. You know, you have a day off tomorrow and go ahead.
Yeah, I've done that.
I have too, But today, this is, you don't have the right. Sorry, you can't have it. It's dedicated space. Well, the simple thought that I just want to get to today is that we need more dedicated space in your own life as a leader. I was thinking about your time, reading books, going on family outings, investing in your family, your own health and fitness. Have you ever noticed that what you do when you don't go to the gym or don't go for that run? Maybe this is just confession time, but for me, if I don't invest that hour or 2 hours in gym or a run, usually what happens with that time for me is watching TV and eating ice cream or going to a movie and eating popcorn.
Right.
It's like the opposite.
The exact opposite.
Something else fills that space. How about your thought life? We need more dedicated space in our thought life. What do you want to be spreading and growing in your mind? Fear or faith? Hope or despair? Joy, sorrow? I was thinking about, I have these go-to thoughts. They're like dedicated go-to thoughts when I'm in a situation. They're frequent. They come up. They're reserved space in my brain. For instance, one about getting older. I hear people complain about it all the time. For me, I like it. I say I'm getting better.
Like a fine wine.
Yeah, that's right. I get better looking. I'm smarter than I used to be. I'm stronger. So that's a go-to thought for me. Rather than, you know, whining about aging, I'm happy about it. Every challenge has a blessing and reward waiting right around the corner. So when I'm dealing with something difficult, the go-to thought is right around the corner. Yeah. There's a blessing. There's a reward. You know, when people frustrate me, what they're doing, their actions, one of the go-to thoughts that I have is that what they're doing somehow makes sense to them. People don't intentionally sabotage their own lives, and it helps me to understand and give grace. One of my go-to thoughts is the best is yet to come. Greater days are ahead. So in your organization, as a leader, we should have dedicated space. Here in our organization, we call it our culture. And basically, it says, this is dedicated, we're committed to this. There's room for this here. But it also implies that the opposite, there's no space for. So, like, our culture is that we're positive. I often tell people, if you're looking for a grumpy, angry, mean church, it's not going to work here.
Yeah.
We don't have space for that because we've reserved space for being positive. We want to reflect the good news. We have a young, youthful heart and attitude. We're full of faith. We give grace. We're diverse. We're empowering. We're energetic. We're generous. We embrace change and we're welcoming. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like we have a reserve sign. That's space that's dedicated, and you can infer that the opposite, there's no room for.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. Like, it's a double-edged sword, meaning that we reserve for this,
right,
for these parts of our culture,
yep,
and we don't leave any space for the other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, simple thought, have more dedicated space in your life as a leader, in your thought life, and in your organization. Boom.
Roasted.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.